Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this week's edition of Bullring Breakdown, race recap for the season finale. Hard to believe we're already at the season finale, but I do want to remind everybody, please like and subscribe on the YouTube page, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Follow us on Facebook, Woodhull Raceway, Woodhull Raceway 64 on TikTok. And so once again, well, I shouldn't say once again, but joined back here this week after a hiatus last weekend, Terry Pierce joining me this week. Terry, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Joe?
Good. I can't believe that it's already the end of September.
It is. It's crazy. It's yes, I know. That's it took us. It was tough getting the season started. Once it started, boy, it rolled by quick.
Yeah, it
So,
did. I was about ready about mid-April, August to never see the racetrack again. And
yep.
then now all I can think of is, holy cow, I can't believe it's already over.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Crazy.
So, the season finale that was brought to you by JT Logging and CS Tree Service and Landscaping. I guess we pretty much got nothing really to go on. We got four classes: Sportsman, IMCA 600 CC Modifieds, and Quad C. We'll start just for the heat races. We'll kind of buzz through them quickly. Picking up the heat race wins here for the Sportsman: Grant Hilfiger, Kenny Peoples Jr., Stacy Jackson. He was behind the wheel of a couple of modified guys, actually. I know Donnie Lawson did, and they might be the only two off the top of my head, but a couple of guys hopping into a Sportsman. IMCA Modifieds. This was the MY Penn IMCA Modified Series. Randall Paxton, Jeff Rhea making that tow from Michigan. Keith Lamphere and Earl Zimmer picking up the heat race wins. Now, boy, that had to have been, it took him 8 hours, I heard. I went and talked to him, and he said 8 hours is what it took him.
Yep, absolutely. So, I guess so. The way that works with the IMCA, Joe, is they get points for showing up and racing. Okay, that's their total points for the year for their series championship. And he's got until I believe September 30th is the last day that they can actually accumulate points. So, he had no place to race on Saturday night. Looked at the IMC schedule, and when we were the only track that was racing on Saturday night, it was IMCA sanctioned. So he decided he called and we talked a little bit on the phone, and he loaded the car up and drove, made that haul all the way out here. So it was good to have him there, and he put on a good show too.
Absolutely, and he's actually leading the National IMCA Point Series. So, I guess
Yes.
I probably should have looked to see if he's still holding that top spot with only one day left. If you say it ends tomorrow, then one day left. So,
Yes, I believe it ends tomorrow. And like I said, I think he said he added another 23 points or something like that on Saturday night. So I'm sure that probably may have locked him in. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah.
right. Then the 600 CC modifieds. They were won by Doug Windhuizen and Brett Payne. I don't know. I do want to say a big thank you to Andrew Payne, right?
Yes,
He let us use his equipment, helped us with the tech. The 600 CCs are a little different than what we're used to, so brought his equipment down. For anybody wondering, I think it's the dad of Brett, but he did have somebody else come and watch him do all the tech and everything. So it was on the up and up in case anybody's worried about that. But, just want
Yes,
to give him a.
we had another guy there that was not affiliated with him that was helping him. Plus, we had two of our tech guys right there also going through the process. So yeah, it was pretty fair, cut and dry across the board. So I
Right.
know there was some complaining that this was set up to be an exhibition race. It was set up to have fun. These guys come in, run some laps, and just see how our fan base reacted to it. See if it was something our fans liked and that they wanted us to bring back next year. And I'm not sure yet. We really haven't put it out there yet to see exactly what our fans think of the 600s. But I'm sure we will. And that's some of the data, and we'll go back and take a look at. Obviously, there's an issue with these 600 CCs as far as motor sizes, and we kind of opened it up because we wanted the most cars we could possibly get, to put on a good show, and that's exactly what we did. But maybe in the future we need to reevaluate that, and I don't know. We'll see how it goes. So
I don't know. I'll give my two cents here. It's a little too damn bad that the race that they put on, and then just the complaining afterwards. It's just too bad. I don't think the motor was any reason. We'll get into it later, but I don't think the motor was deciding factor anyway, but
Yeah,
either
I
way.
don't think so either, especially not at Woodhall. Woodhall's not a high speed track, you know. So, yeah, I don't think it really had a whole lot to do with it. But of course, I wasn't driving, so you know, I can't tell you everything. But just from my point of view, watching them, you know, it looked like it was a pretty darn good race. They put
It
on a heck of a
absolutely
show.
was.
They really did. And it's just too bad that, you know, that it comes down to people complaining and people not liking the rules. And yeah, I mean, we did the best we could. And again, at the end of the day, we were doing this for fun, and you know, it is what it is. So.
Absolutely. So then we got to the Wicked Tees Quad C. One heat race for them that was won by Wesley Hotaling. I also want to say 26 IMCA showed up, right? Was it
Yep.
20, 26? That is an unbelievable count for the IMCAs. I think it might be the most ever, right? For
I believe so. I believe it was. Absolutely. We actually had to have a B main for them, so it was good to see. Unfortunately, you hate to send cars home, but it was nice to see that many show up that wanted to race, and yeah.
Absolutely. And I find it weird that it's just a little different, I guess, that they only start 22 cars in IMCA, but you know, it is what it is.
Actually, they start 20. Their rules are to start 20.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
we actually we have the opportunity to add more if we want to as the track. So we added two more. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't feel that we could add the full 26. The track just isn't big enough to handle it. You know, Woodhull struggles when we have a 24 car field, and the IMCA guys don't have the experience at Woodhull like some of our other competitors do in some of the other classes. So that's why we decided on 22. So,
Yeah, once we get into the feature, you'll that's probably the better decision there.
yes,
Once we get into
yep,
the feature.
absolutely right.
Then we had the B main. Well, I think we had an intermission there first.
Yep.
That was good. I think everybody got what they wanted for intermission. Then we had the B main for the IMCAs. That was won by Tyler Belcher. He ran for points at Woodhall all year, and he's pretty good. He went down to Boone and won a heat race there, and that's a pretty it's pretty tall task. Not a lot of guys can do that.
It is. I don't remember the car count they had at Boone, but to win a heat at Boone is amazing in an IMCA because the competition is so huge there. That's the best of the best right there. The IMCA class is out at Boone. So hats
Absolutely,
off to
absolutely.
him.
Well, all right, then we can get into the features. Started things off with the Sportsman. Let me tell you, this race was an absolutely great race. Probably a few too many cautions for some people's liking. It is what it is. Kenny Peoples Jr., he started second. Now, generally, when you give Kenny Peoples the front row starting spot, usually it's all over but the crying. Not this week. This week, Grant Hilfiger, he came back, and those two put on an absolute show. They nose to tail, Grant Hilfiger would try to go down to the bottom, then Kenny would go down to the bottom, Grant would drift up to the top. Just an unbelievable race between those two. And then, wouldn't you know it, Donnie Lawson, starting from position 13, able to drive his way up and got by Grant Hilfiger when Hilfiger bobbled in the corner. And then he put pressure on Kenny Peoples, and Kenny just did everything he can to hold him off, and eventually, Kenny Peoples was able to hold everybody off. But boy, that was an absolutely unbelievable race.
It was. It was probably one of the best races of the year as far as the leaders, the top three went, the top five. You know, like you said, there was a lot of cautions in this race. There was a lot of beating and banging going on back there in the back of the pack. But as far as the leaders go, man, I'll tell you what, Grant and Kenny, they did. They switched the high line, the low line. They swapped back and forth a half a dozen times, you know, and Grant pulled up beside him a couple times and just could not get it done. And then again, like you said, out of nowhere, here come Donnie Lawson. And I tell you, if there was five more laps, it would have been interesting because Donnie was definitely a fast car.
Yeah, I think so too. I almost wonder if you talked, I should have asked Grant in Victory Lane if he was hoping that they're wishing there was five more laps, because you know where Donnie's gonna be.
Yeah.
Donnie can't talk. Donnie's gonna park it right down at the bottom, and I'd have to imagine that Kenny knows that too. So I wonder if Grant sitting back there in third almost wishes there was five more laps just to see what would happen, because
Yeah, exactly.
they would both be in the same real estate.
No, for sure. For sure. And again, like we say over and over 1.5 million times throughout the season, it's sometimes it's easy to catch a guy, but it's another thing to pass him. Kenny is
Absolutely.
tough to pass, there's no doubt. But Donnie had a heck of a car. That car was fast on Saturday night, so
Absolutely. So Kenny Peoples Jr., he picked up the win, the big check that was on. And he has to be happy there with Joe Trappler up in the big booth, big sponsor for Kenny. So, pretty cool deal for him. Donnie Lawson finished second. Third was Grant Hilfiger. Fourth was Tim Guild. And fifth was Caden Lawson. There's your top five. There was a bunch of cars there, 23 cars. Bobby Peoples back behind the wheel of a race car. That's different. It's
it
been a
is. It's
while.
been, it has. It's been a while. I talked to him a little bit after the race, and he said, "Boy," he said, he was smiling ear to ear. He said that car was a handful, but I loved it. He goes he'd love to come back. So yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll see him one of these days. Maybe he'll come back.
But he I believe he's won the King of the Bullring for the modifieds. He might even have a modified feature win under his belt.
I don't know that Bobby does. I don't. He always raced a Crate Sportsman that I can remember. I know he's won some races with a Crate Sportsman, but I don't know about the modified.
That wasn't a 60 car. He didn't drive a 60 car that was a modified.
Oh, no, that was his brother. That was no, that's Kenny's brother-in-law, Bob Davis.
Oh.
Different person. That's
Okay.
Kenny's brother-in-law. Bobby is Kenny's cousin. The other one is
Okay.
Bob Davis.
Yes, you're right. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, I guess that's what I get, right?
Nope, no, that's
This is why
okay.
we keep you around.
All part of the
Yeah. Josh
family.
Nobriga, he was back with us. Been quite a while. I don't know. Josh Nobriga's been there all year.
No, I think it's been a couple of years since he's been here, actually, I think.
Yeah, it might have been. Blake Parsons, he was back with us. Nice to see him there. I'm sure he wanted to get one back.
I'm sure he it was great to see him come back.
Absolutely. Stacy Jackson, like I said, he's back behind the wheel of a Crate Sportsman.
He looked really fast too early on. He was looking fast, and then that car broke halfway through. But he was coming up through the field.
Yeah, I was calling that thing the Frankenstein because it had body panels from each and every different car. You could almost do a time capsule of Stacy Jackson's career just by looking at the car.
And it's funny because I thought the same thing. I was thinking, man, I wanted to talk to him after the race. I'm like, did he just pull this thing out of the weeds? Because it looks exactly like it did last time he raced it.
Well, from what I heard, I didn't hear from him, but I did hear that he pretty much did pull it out of the weeds, and that's kind of an unbelievable feat if he did that. If you can just pull, not a lot of guys can pull a car out of the weeds and make it fast. And
Well, that's the thing about Stacy Jackson. He's always fast, no matter what he drives. He's got experience around Woodall. He's got a lot of laps around there. So you give him a halfway decent car, and you're going to see him come to the front no matter what.
right. And then there's a Devin Green. Devin Green, he finished in 10th. I don't really know. He looked, he's got one start at Outlaw, one start at Thunder Mountain, and a 600cc. So I don't know. I don't know much about Devin Green. I just saw him on here. I was trying to see if I could
Yeah,
find some
I don't
information.
know.
Based on the look of it, a Thunder Mountain guy. Thunder Mountain, Afton, up that general direction.
Right.
Okay, that's
He
fine.
was fast. I know he was fast. He was fast in his heat. He was fast in the feature for a little while, but I think he got not many laps in. He got tangled up, and he may have went in the pits after that. I
Right.
can't. Oh no, it says he finished 10th, so he must have stayed out. But I do
Right.
know he spent some, pretty sure he spent some time in the pits, but maybe he
Yeah.
didn't.
Well,
I guess it was his heat is when he broke and went to.
okay.
Yeah, I guess it was his heat is when he broke and went to the pits.
Well, he did start 21st, so yeah, I guess that's about it for the sportsman. Just Grant, Grant's always a nice guy to talk to. I'm glad he came back. Seems like every big race he does try to come, and it's kind of a toe for him, but it's always great to see Grant. He's such a nice guy and one of the few people who never has a bad word to say about the racetrack.
Right, absolutely. But Speaking of the toe about Grant, if he's listening tonight, he's probably still yelling at me. But I can tell you this. So last week, he made the trip all the way to Georgia and bought himself a toter to haul his car with. So he brought it home. They got it all cleaned up and hooked on the trailer, and they headed to Woodhall. And they got as far as the Addison exit, and they got off the Addison exit, and the toter broke down on them.
Really?
So, yeah, the last I knew, the toter was sitting in the parking lot at Speedway. And he found somebody else to hook onto his car and bring it the rest of the way to get him to Woodhall. And he pulled into his parking he pulled into a parking spot there. And when he did, the trailer kind of bottomed out a little bit going up in. And when he got out, I said to him, I apologized to him. I said, sorry, it's so rough getting in there. Usually the guys that park there, they haul their cars in with toters. They don't have a problem. And he chased me through the pit there for a minute, but
Well,
yeah, it's too bad. It really is. It's yeah, that's some bad luck for Grant,
yeah,
that's for
dude.
sure.
I was in the pits when he pulled in, and they put the gate down, and then they pulled the truck and trailer back around, and I said, "Well, you had enough already?" He said, "We're just getting
Yeah.
started." Or
Yeah.
he said, "Just
Yeah.
enjoying the view," is what he said.
Yeah, it was a struggle for him on Saturday night to get started, that's for sure.
Well, then we had the 600 cc modifieds. They were the next feat. You done with the Sportsman? You got anything else on that?
Yep, nope, I'm good with that.
All right, move on to the 600 cc modifieds. Now this we don't have anything on my race pass, Terry, so this should prove
Oh, that's
it.
right. Yep.
So let's see here. Doug Windhausen, he led a lot of this race. He actually led most of this race. A couple cautions come out, lap 8, lap 19. One lap to go. Wouldn't you know it, Jared Green picked up the win in the Wednesday night show in August. Also has a
Yep.
win earlier this year in a Crate Sportsman. He gets into the back of Windhausen. Almost causes Windhausen to spin out. He goes across the infield. That opens up the door for Gage Higley. Gage Higley takes over the top spot. Then they go into turn one on the final lap, and the caution comes out. So a single file restart, and then well, Gage Higley holds him off from there. Now I don't know if Gage Higley had a Yamaha or a Suzuki. I know Jared Green had a Suzuki. I know the third place finishing Aaron Aiden Miller had a Suzuki, and I would say that for the person that had was very mad about the Yamahas and the Suzuki, they led most of that race and then they got spun out by another Suzuki.
Yep.
So, the
I believe
Yamaha
who did
only
you
got by because of that. That's my opinion. But
right. Who did you say finished second?
Jared Green.
And he didn't have a Yamaha? I was thinking that the second place car had a Yamaha.
So I don't think so, only because he won in August and we didn't allow Yamahas.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I know I'm pretty sure the winner, Gage Higley, had one. I know the third place car, Aiden Miller, did not.
Oh, okay, got you. All right.
I
It
don't know,
was
but unless he put one, he could have put one in. But either way, if Doug Windhausen was leading most of that race and he had a Suzuki, so
right.
and probably he probably would have won that race if he didn't get spun out.
Yeah, right.
So
Yep.
I don't know. It's tough to want to have these guys in sometimes, and they put on a great show. The race was awesome to watch. It was nose to tail for almost 20 laps. It was absolutely awesome to watch. But when you're fighting over things that probably aren't really worth fighting over, it's kind of
Right.
hard to, want. It's pretty tough to do business that way. And I don't know. I did get a few guys that reached out and apologized, but
Yep. No, I did too. I got a couple phone calls, but and you're right. And one of the things I learned out of this deal is that sometimes you got to be careful. If we bring in a class that doesn't normally run at Woodhall, I guess the best thing is we have to know the rules. We have to know the tech side of this. We can't just bring them in without knowing that. And even though, like I said, we wanted this to be an exhibition race and for it to be fun, and I guess we kind of dropped the ball on the rules side of it. And yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I'm not, I disagree, Terry. There was a Suzuki running first and second the whole race until one spun out the other one and a Yamaha got by.
Oh yeah,
Now,
no, I totally agree with that. I totally agree. Just put it.
they knew the deal coming there. They knew that there'd be Yamahas in the field. I bet you if he didn't get spun out and he held on to win, it never would have been an issue.
No, and I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just yeah, I mean, you know, when guys they come running to us and they're wanting or questioning our tech ability there, and you know, I admitted it right off the bat. We don't have the ability. We didn't plan on running full tech on these cars. You know, we planned on it to be an exhibition and to be fun, and yeah. So that's where it stands. It was still a great race. You know, the
Absolutely.
fans had a love of it, and you know, I we'll move on from there. You know, we'll make some changes and we'll make some decisions in the upcoming months, and we'll go from there, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So Gage Higley, he picks up the win. That's actually the third different winner. So actually it's kind of funny. So Aiden Miller, he finished third. He won last October. Jared
Yep.
Green, he finished second, and he won in August, and then Gage Higley won this week. So three
Right.
different winners, they all finished in the top three. So that's kind of neat.
It is. Absolutely is. Yep.
Anthony DeSemore, I apologize if I'm saying your name wrong, finished fourth, and Tyler Talado was fifth. So, and it, you know, and that race was great. It was a great race. Those top three or four raced nose to tail for about 20 laps, like I said, and it was absolutely great to watch. And
Yep.
it's unfortunate that after the race it
Yep.
went how it went. But, you know, it was a great race and it was a lot of fun to watch. So
Right.
then the NY Penn IMCA, you done with them guys?
Yep.
All right. The NY Penn IMCA Modified Series, they came back in the series race. This was a tough race for the first half. This was tough. Did you see much of this race?
I didn't. I missed a lot of it. I was in the pits at that time, but yeah, I was listening to it on
So,
the
the first half of this race, well, probably the first five laps or so, the guys couldn't get out of each other's way. There was a lot of aggressive racing, a lot of dumping each other, a lot of spinning out by yourself, a lot of cautions, a lot of bringing out the yellow. There are times where three, four cautions would go by before they got a lap in. Now, with that said, once they got going, boy, was it a race. This was
Right.
probably the best race, in my opinion, that the IMCAs have ever put on at Woodhull once they got away from their yellows, which, you know, like you said, there's a lot of guys seeing this track for the first time with the series coming in and 26 cars and a full field of them out there. It didn't take long to get into lap traffic and, you know, just it happens. So
Yep.
I don't want to beat these guys too much. Like I said, it was the best race that they put on all year that I've ever seen. Actually, that might be the best IMCA race I've ever seen. Any track that I would throw that race up there with them once they got
Right.
the yellows out of the way.
And again, I mean, I always give these guys some leeway because they don't have the experience at Woodhull that our other classes have. You know, I mean, this is their
Absolutely.
first year there. They're learning the track. 22 cars on the track is a lot of cars. And you know, and then you put $1,000 on the line for it, for them to win. You know, it is. It's going to be tough. We knew it going in. We knew these guys didn't have the experience at Woodhull. So it's a learning curve. And but they did. They put on a great show, and to have that many cars show up, you know, I gotta, you know, I can't thank them enough for bringing 26 cars, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jake Maynard too. Thank him, and he does a great job with that series.
Oh, he does. He does. He's an awesome promoter for him.
Yeah, and he's a good dude too. So some guys you get in, they don't give you the time of day, but Jake always will. So
Right.
just thank him for everything he does, not only for that class and series, but for the Woodhull as well, because it makes it a little bit easier when you're talking about having a series come back when the last taste in your mouth is them bringing 26 cars and you have to run a B main.
Right, exactly. Yep,
And you
for
know,
sure.
a little peek behind the curtain, Jake Maynard's dream was to have a B main I think it's in 2 weeks at Thunder Mountain. So I'm
Right.
going to have to ask him what his dream is now that the B main's out of the way.
That's right. Yep,
Maybe to
absolutely.
run two. Maybe he's going to have to run two.
Maybe.
So yeah, I'm gonna kind of skip just to the part where there's not a ton of cautions in this thing. So Jeff Rea, he gets out to the lead at the beginning here, and Randall Paxton quickly moved up from 10th to 3rd, and Randall Paxton was just absolutely hounding Rea through the racetrack. Raya was stuck right up on the high side, and Paxton ran right in his tire tracks, one and two, and then they got into lap traffic. And wouldn't you know it, the two-time feature winner at Woodhull Raceway, Keith Lamphere, snuck his nose down there. It's actually funny. I don't know if he meant to do it, but he set a pick with oh, what's the other Lamphere? With James Lamphere. I don't know if he meant to do it really that way or if it just worked out that way, but they were running the high side and Keith was running the bottom. And when you know it, they come up on Jay Lamphere and Keith goes down on the bottom and they get stuck behind the lap car. So just kind of funny that it was, I think it's his dad, but just kind of funny the way that that turned out.
Right.
so Keith's able to get by them and he, leads the rest of the way. He led lap number 18. Raya gets back by him on lap 19, and that's when Lamphere got by him in lap traffic, and then that kind of held up Raya and Paxton. They just kind of settled in for second and third. So Keith Lamphere picked up his third win of the season. Jeff Raya finished second, Randall Paxton third, Earl Zimmer was fourth, and Jacob Ingham was fifth. So there's your top five. I do owe Jacob Ingham an apology. Apparently, I just absolutely suck at math. Because I was doing the math in my head and I thought that they tied, which would have gave Keith Lamphere the championship. And no, apparently I'm just an idiot. So Jacob Ingham won the track championship by 1 point. So we missed that
Actually,
in the interview.
I don't think it was your math. I thought it was somebody in Victory Lane had told us that they tied. I thought it was somebody else that came up and told us that it was a tie. But I could be wrong. I don't
I
remember
thought it
who
was a tie, but I don't
it
know. I went to
was.
Arkport Central School. We got to double check my math sometimes.
I did talk to that Jeff Rea. Is that is how you say it, Rea?
Yep.
And I did talk to him afterward, and he said it was a long haul from Michigan. But he said, you know what? You guys got a hidden gem here. He goes, I love this place. He said, I'm pretty sure you'll see me back here again at some point. So that was great. That was great to
Well,
hear from him.
and that's another thing too. This is a great time to say this. Now, I don't know what Terry and Scott and Jerry do, but holy cow, was that racetrack perfect?
It
There
was.
was four classes that the racing was absolutely phenomenal. It was nose to tail, side by side the entire race. Nobody got too far out. You could run multiple lanes. Just hats off to the track prep because that was absolutely phenomenal.
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
I guess yeah. So yeah, Jacob Ingham, he picked up. I'm just gonna touch on the quick points here, Terry,
Yeah,
IMCA,
absolutely.
just so we don't have to do that. So Jacob Ingham, he picked up the first track championship, and Terry probably knows how long. How long has it been since there's been an IMCA track champion at Woodhull?
Oh boy, I'm gonna say late 90s probably. I couldn't really tell you. I'm guessing on this one. I remember it, but I'm gonna say it was probably the middle to late 90s.
Keith Lamphere, he comes in second, just 1 point out. Jacob McConnell finishes third, 8 points back. Tyler Belcher finishes in fourth, 17 points back. And Jay McConnell comes in fifth, 19 points back. So I'll say that too. Jacob Ingham, Keith Lamphere, both really good friends. They work out of the same shop. Probably about as great as it can be that you win three feature events and then you're neck and neck with your good buddy for the championship and then he wins when you win the feature. So.
You're right.
The only thing is that I wish the announcer was a little bit smarter because that would have been a cool scene with both of them down there in Victory Lane, and we kind of botched that one.
You're right. Yep. No, that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, and as I said, there's just a whole bunch of if you want to get into the series point of view, the series point leader Rodney Morgan just had a miserable night. He picked up the win the last time they were there. The series was there, and it was just a nightmare night for Rod. I think Rodney Morgan broke in the heat, broke in the B main, took the provisional, and then broke in the feature. So I think that's about how his day went. And I don't know. Probably a lot of these guys are, we thank all of them for coming out. 26 cars is absolutely awesome.
It was.
All right, you got anything else with them?
Nope, that's it with them.
All right,
Guess we.
Wicked T. What?
Oh, go ahead. Nope, go ahead.
Wicked T's Quad C. Tony Dickerson. Well, let me go. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't want to lie to you. I don't want to lie to you, Terry. Let me go over here to. Let me just go down here, see what we've got going on here. Yeah, so that's what I thought. I was trying to make sure that I remembered this correctly. Tony Dickerson led lap number one, and he him and Wesley Hotelling ran nose to tail for most of this race. Unfortunately for Wesley, there just wasn't much he could do. I think Chris Woodard probably said it best, and this track was set up the way that it was the night he won that. You, when it the track's like it is with that much bite, those front wheel drives have a hard time getting around the mini stocks when they can sit up top. And they can run that
Right.
high groove, and Tony Dickerson did that to perfection. Actually, that's his second consecutive win in the Quad C. So,
Yep. And I believe he said it was like his either his 14th or his 16th of the year win. So
really.
outstanding season for him.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess I didn't realize that he. Now, where does he usually race out of?
He's from the Hill, I believe.
The Hill, okay.
Yep.
So yeah, Tony Dickerson won. Wesley Hotelling finished second. Third was Nate Freeland. Fourth was Sherman Gage, and fifth was Ryan Purvis. One thing to note here on Sherman Gage, I think that's his 17th car that he's brought this season.
Sherman will tell you. I love Sherman to death. He's a great guy. I worked with him over at Bradford for a short time there, a little bit, and he's a great guy. And I like to pick on him. And after his heat, I went up there and told him they needed him back on the track. And he's like, "For what?" He was thinking like driver of the week. And I said, "No, I said they want you to go back out and hit the ambulance. That's the only thing you haven't hit yet tonight." And again, he started throwing rocks at me. So. But
Hey,
Sherman's a great guy. He's
can't you get DQ'd for throwing rocks at an official?
I don't know. I don't know. I
Not when you
probably had it
instigate
coming. Yeah, I
it.
probably had it coming. So yeah.
One thing I did want, were you over in the pit area after the races?
Yep.
Did you see the rear end on Nate Freeland's car?
I didn't know.
Oh boy, he had something funky going on in that thing. He
Oh,
said
really?
it held together just long enough.
No kidding.
About
I like it.
everything was shifted over and bent different ways, and it was funky.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I did go to that Ryan Purvis, the 84 car, and I did go up and see his. He got wrecked right off the bat by somebody, and I went up in the pits to check on him, and man, that car was totally destroyed. Both rear tires were laying at the ground facing straight up. The wheels were. So yeah, that car was it was hurting.
That might be the smallest four cylinder I've ever seen in my life.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Do you
Yep.
know what kind of car that was by any chance,
I
or?
don't. No, I don't. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, that was a tiny car.
Yep.
But yeah, that was the night. That was all sponsored by JT Logging and CS Tree Service and Landscaping. It was a good night. Nothing really too much more than what you deal with on a regular night, I guess,
Right.
But it was a good night, and the racing was phenomenal. The track was in great shape. When we started, I was a little bit worried about the track, and then it looked like the cushion wasn't coming in the way that you'd want it to, and then boy did it ever.
It did.
It tightened right up after I think it was about halfway, and it
Yep.
tightened right up, and it was absolutely phenomenal. So
Yep,
hats off
exactly. Yep.
once again to them guys, because it couldn't have asked
It
for a
was
better surface.
right, absolutely. You kind of want that. You kind of want it to be a little bit wet at the start and then let the track come in. I chuckled a couple weeks ago. The track came in during hot laps. There was so much bite there during hot laps that the crate sportsmen came out to pack the track or do their hot laps. And you could watch them go into the corners and they couldn't set them cars up because they got in the corners and the cars stuck. There was so much bite they couldn't turn them cars. It's actually kind of funny to watch when that happens. Like they're trying to turn it and the car just won't turn because there's so much bite. Once they get it worked in a little bit, then they're all set. But it worked out perfect the other night. It did. There was some good bite into the track and not enough to hinder them at the start and just smoothed out and it lasted all night. It was beautiful. And I think we even got out of there at a decent time on Saturday night, too, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I think I got home about 12:30, and I stay later and all that
Yep.
stuff. So yeah,
Yeah.
I think it was a pretty good time.
Hey, I want to say we got done around 11 o'clock, I believe.
Right. Yeah, we could have. I can't remember. My memory is not that good. I
Comes with
can't.
old age, Joe.
Yeah, apparently I'm in trouble then.
Well,
I'm in trouble then because I have a tough time remembering as it is. So, but yeah, so that's it. That's what we got. That's the 2025 season. I can't believe it's already over. It goes by so fast.
it
Before
does.
you know it, there's going to be snow on the ground, and then we're going to be talking about the mall show. So.
Yep, absolutely. And again, we're only a couple of weeks out, Joe, and you and I will be hitting the books again, doing the schedule for next year. We'll
Yeah.
be out there banging on doors, looking for sponsors and putting a schedule together. So yeah, there's not much time off for us, but we did announce the banquet is going to be November 1st, right?
Yeah, where's that at? I don't know. Do you know like the name of the venue?
I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. Cole's own it. It's in Cameron. That's all I really know. I actually haven't even been there yet. Terry and Nikki went there and discussed it with him and looked it over and then called me and said, "Hey, we found a place that we could fit everybody in." So that's great news. It'd be nice to be able to do it all at one time and have it done. But there'd be more details to come soon. I know we started putting some stuff together the other night. I think we're actually going to meet this week and we'll finalize some details. So I'm going to guess probably next week you're probably going to see some details come out on that.
Okay.
We'll give it time and all that, price and of course, like always, we'll be selling tickets early, get reserved seats, so to make sure that you get a seat there. And it should be fun.
Yeah,
It's always fun at these things when everybody's getting their big trophies and getting their money.
right.
So.
And so I guess the pretty much the main things to point on in this November 1st, sometime early afternoon, in Cameron. And stay tuned for details. I don't know. I guess I don't know. Do you really need to know more than that? I mean,
Again,
it'd be
yep,
nice,
no,
but just a little
yep, we're
bit
gonna
of a
put it,
heads
like
up.
I said, probably next week. So hopefully next week we should be able to post something on Facebook and give all the details out. So
Yeah, and then I guess we don't have nothing going on after that. We buy drivers. If you listen, maybe pay attention. Maybe some rule stuff that we might have to get into. We don't know yet. We'll find out. We'll see what
yep.
the off season brings.
Absolutely. It's time to start rebuilding their cars now. So, yeah, this is always fun to see, and who changes classes and who buys new cars and who buys other people's cars. And yeah, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I know one person that got a new car, but that's about the
Yeah.
extent of it that I know. So
You're right. Yeah.
I
Oh,
gotta have a. Go ahead.
I know a couple people that got new cars and I know a couple of them that are going to make the announcement pretty soon. Theirs are going up for sale. So you're going to see some on the market. If somebody wants to get into racing, keep your eye posted because I know there's some that are going up for sale here soon. So.
Yeah, well, now that we're talking about that, he'd probably kick me if I didn't mention it. But Mick Seely's selling a street stock if anybody wants to buy
Yes, he is.
it.
Absolutely is. Yep. And I believe the car that's sitting here in my shop is up for sale also. So I believe I should be. We'll probably be posting that in the next week too. So,
You ought to buy it.
no.
You could buy it and rent it out at Weekly.
Yeah, just what I need.
Oh,
Just what I need.
yeah, well,
Yeah.
so are you doing the trophies for the banquet? Do you do that?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
All
Yep,
right,
I
so
believe so.
we do want to thank Southern Tier Customs as they're going to do the trophies for the banquet like they do every year. but
You
yeah.
laugh, but you're gonna be coming over to help, I'm sure. I'll be calling on you. So
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get lonely. I don't have any friends.
yeah.
I
Well, hey, stop on over.
listen, that's the problem with the races. I give up every Saturday. People quit calling you. They don't want to do nothing anymore. Then you lose touch, and then you don't talk to anybody all winter.
Well, hey, check this out. So here at Southern Tier Customs, we just bought a new giant screen TV that's going on the wall in here. So We're looking to have some race parties hopefully this winter and be able to watch some racing. I don't know when yet, and I don't know what races, but I know I guess I've got my tickets and I'm going to St. Louis to the Dome in December. So we won't be able to watch that one here, but a couple other big races, we may have them on here at the shop. So
I'll tell you what though, I'm happy, I'm excited for you about that, 'cause that's going to be a lot of fun. I don't I, the little bit that I know about the group that you're going with, I think that's going to be a hell of a time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. I didn't know any of the people that I'm going with. I only knew one of them, and they have
That's
a
the only
group.
one I know too.
Yeah, well, they have a group chat going, and I'm in that group chat. And everybody's been ribbing everybody for the last 2 or 3 weeks, back and forth, back and forth. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it. And of course, I'm going to team up with Greg Turner and go and. And we did get pit passes, so we're going into pits. And Greg is great friends with Tyler Carpenter, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. I know he's going this weekend to race with Tyler, so he's going down to watch Tyler race and hook up with him down there and stuff. So be interesting to see. So yes, I look forward to it. We'll see how it goes.
And then the next question that everybody wants to know is, how'd your trip to Kansas go last weekend when you left us all high and dry?
Well, so unfortunately, yes, I did. I bought this hunt to go to Kansas to hunt, but I bought it 2 years ago. And unfortunately, in Kansas, you have to draw for a tag, and I didn't draw one. So last year, so I've been sitting on the sideline, and finally this year drew one, so I got to go. And yes, I did. I shot a nice deer the first day there. So it was the rest of the week was just a week of relaxation and vacation. So it was a good time. Glad to be back. I was glad to be back Saturday night. I didn't get much sleep. I left, I guess we left Friday morning and drove all the way. And I got here Saturday morning at 5. And I came into the shop, turned the lights on, and started building checks for the race on Saturday night and got that stuff done. So when the races got over Saturday night, I crashed and I slept pretty good. So.
Well, good deal. Good deal. Well, Terry, I appreciate you hopping on with me here tonight. I do want to give one more quick shout out to JT Logging and CS Tree Service and Landscaping, as they were tonight's presenting sponsor. Let's also well I'll also throw in Trappler Trucking too, because you know what, it's all Joe. So
Yeah, it is.
I got a question for you, Terry, I guess before we get out of here. Did you hear Joe Trappler when Kenny during the Sportsman feature?
I did not know.
I will tell you one thing, I thought he was about ready to jump through the wall in between us. There's
Oh,
about
yeah.
three walls, and so for those of you that don't know, there's three sponsorship booths: the announcer's tower, and then the main tower with everybody behind the grandstands. Now I'm in the announcer's tower, and Joe is all the way down on the other end. Well, I could hear him hooting and hollering during that sportsman race the whole time, and boy, did it sound like they were having a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, I stopped up there a couple different times, and I'll tell you, if you're ever on the fence and thinking about sponsoring a night at Woodhull Raceway, come there on a night when JT Logging is sponsoring, because I'll tell you what, them boys know how to throw a party, and they were having a great time down there. He was there along, and of course his boy is Cody's. From CNS Tree Service, who was the other sponsor, and they had a blast down there. I stopped in, and as a matter of fact, when the races were completely over, I think they were the last ones to leave the track, I believe. So
Yeah, I think they
they
left
definitely had
before,
a
or I
great
think they were
time.
there when I left, so.
Yeah, they were having a great time, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's good though. Joe's a lot of fun. He, like you said, he if you want to see about how sponsor night can go watch them, because
Yep.
it's a lot of fun when they're around.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And again, these people who are thinking about sponsoring a night, get a hold of us. We've got about a month to go, and we're going to start locking in sponsors for the 2026 season. So if anybody's interested in sponsoring, get a hold of us. We can go over the packages with you. We can do it, explain to you exactly what you're going to get, and what you get out of them. And I'll tell you, it's amazing. One of them sponsor booths, I know the one is like $500. Okay, to sponsor it, and you get a bunch of free tickets to get in. You get some pit passes, plus you get free food and drinks on the night. You definitely plus advertising for your business. I mean, you definitely get $500 worth out of your money. It's a excellent deal. and they go fast. You know that the $500 sponsors go fast. So if it's something you're interested in, get a hold of us at the track and we can hook you up. And there's a lot of other sponsorship opportunities at the track too. If you don't want to spend that much, or you don't want to come there for a night of, you know, in the booth. You know, maybe you got your own booth there or something, and you don't need this one. There's other sponsorship opportunities, so.
Right. Well, and there's a few other. I know that we have the sponsorship banquet coming up too. Different things like that that we try to do for our sponsors too, to,
Oh,
get them out and
absolutely.
have fun and get have a free meal.
Yep.
So.
Last year was our first year doing this, and this was Nikki's idea. Nikki came up with this, and she put it all together. And it turned out great. So what we did was we rented a place, and we invited all the sponsors to come in. We gave away some prizes and stuff. We had some special guest speakers to come in and speak about businesses, about small business, and it was great. You know, the meal was great. The people loved it, and so we're bringing it back. We're going to do it again this year. This will be the second annual, and I'm sure, you know, I don't think we had any sponsors really that didn't come last year, and everybody that did came gave us real positive feedback on it. So that was great.
Yep. Yep.
I look forward to seeing it again this year.
Right. And it's the it's it's just a free meal and you get to hang out with some good people too, 'cause I don't think there's one sponsor at the racetrack that isn't good people. So you can go there and meet people and hang out, and a lot of them you see weekly, like Joe Trappler, he's there every week. Kim and Brad Harrington, they're there every week. There's just a whole bunch of people that are there every week that you pretty much see every week anyway. So get all together and have a good meal, and it's a lot of fun. So
That's for sure.
that's coming up, I believe, pretty shortly. But I guess I'm not exactly sure on the date of that.
I mean, is it like November 18th maybe or something? I can't remember up time. Something like that, I believe. But yeah, it'll be coming right up anyway. We got to get the invitation sent out to all of our sponsors. That'll probably start happening next week too. And again, like I said, it's an awesome opportunity to get your business highlighted out there. I mean, you get your business name on every plaque that goes out to the winners every week. You get to go down on the track and present the trophy or the plaque to the winners. There's a lot of cool things behind it, and it's great to see some. We've got a lot of new businesses this year that came on board, and I'm looking forward to seeing more new ones next year. So.
Absolutely. So I guess with that, Terry, I'll let you go. I guess I'm done. You got anything else, or you ready to get
I
out of here?
don't. I don't. I'm ready to get out.
All right. Well, Terry, you have a good night. I want to remind everybody, like and subscribe on the YouTube page, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Woodhull Raceway on Facebook. That's where you're gonna get all your information on the banquet upcoming, whenever the schedule drops, all that stuff. So follow along on Facebook, and then Woodhull Raceway 64 on TikTok. I don't know how active that'll be during the off season. I don't know. Really what I can put on there that's really interesting. besides stuff that's already been posted, but we'll see what happens. The guy that's running it's a lot smarter than I am, so we'll see what happens there. Well, Terry, you have a good rest of your night, and I guess this is the last one for a year, so I guess your
That's
Monday
right.
nights are free now.
There we go. All right. Well, you know, now hunting season's getting here, and before you know it, we'll be wrapping race cars. So,
There you go.
sounds good. And I'll see you soon.
All righty. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you later.